You are listening to the daily radio ministry of Pastor Sandy Adams of Calvary Chapel in Stone Mountain in Atlanta, Georgia. Pastor Sandy is currently teaching through the minor prophet Malachi. Today, Pastor Sandy will be teaching through Malachi chapter 3.
Now, not only will the priests be run out of the temple, Jesus cleansed the temple, prophesied that, but he also prophesies the priest's purification. Yes, they'll be judged, but in the long run, God will purify them. Malachi predicts that the sons of Levi, the priests, will be purified. In a limited sense, this work began at Jesus' first coming. Acts chapter 6, verse 7 tells us the word of God spread and the number of the disciples multiplied greatly in Jerusalem. And notice this, and a great many of the priests were obedient to the faith. I bet you never saw that. Some of the priests were saved as the message of Jesus was preached. You know, today, Jews, even of the priestly line, continue to be saved whenever the gospel's preached. And yet, the ultimate fulfillment of this promise refers to the second coming of Jesus, when the Jews will believe on him in mass. Zechariah 12, verse 10 predicts this. Zechariah promises, "And I will pour on the house of David and on the inhabitants of Jerusalem, the spirit of grace and supplication, then they will look on me whom they've pierced." When Jesus returns, the Jews will see him again. They'll recognize him as their Messiah, and they'll turn and repent and believe. Romans 11, verse 26 tells us, "In that day, all Israel will be saved." All the Jews that have remained will see Jesus, embrace him, and they'll be saved. Verse 4, "Then the offering of Judah and Jerusalem will be pleasant to the Lord as in the days of old, as in former years. And I will come near you for judgment. I will be a swift witness against sorcerers, against adulterers, against perjurers, against those who exploit wage earners and widows and orphans, and against those who turn away an alien because they do not fear me, says the Lord of hosts." Again, remember Malachi's question, where is the God of justice? He's coming, and he will judge the wicked. Malachi continues, "For I am the Lord, I do not change. Therefore, you are not consumed, O sons of Jacob." Notice this, "I am the Lord, I do not change." Theologians speak of God's immutability. He changes not. Hey, God is never boring, but he is forever the same. He's trustworthy. He's rock solid. God's character is changeless. For a world like ours in a state of flux, where the only thing certain is that nothing seems certain, what a comfort it is to have a God who says, "I do not change." God is the anchor in a sea of continual flux. Realize